This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to a winter edition of What's on Your Mind. I know. Who knew this winter deal was going to whack us a few times in the winter of 2018-2019? It's doing it again. Wherever you are today, if you're seeing something you think others need to know about, please tell us. We really enjoy hearing from you. A little road report or just you know, how much snow you got or anything you think is noteworthy weather-wise, that's a priority today as we watch this weather for a good chunk of North Dakota. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I was talking to Kevin Pfeiffer earlier, and he was in Steele, and he said Steele to Fargo was really just, you know, uneventful. I mean, just kind of pretty much normal. Obviously, that's not the case as you get closer to Bismarck. Things get ugly. You said Bismarck's still slow going on the travel, Todd?
Yeah, very much. Going north and going west. They did open 94 once again. Dickinson and New Salem had been closed, but no travel advisories are still in effect for northwest, north central. And yeah, it's a little slick going around Bismarck, so extra time, extra distance, all that stuff.
We want you around, after all. So exactly. Be careful if you're out and about, and let us know, and that'll help others as well. Here is how you weigh in on the program. Give us your road report. Tell us how the weather conditions are, or just tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Myself, I just wish we would all recognize that the climate is changing, that we are responsible for that climate changing. If we would stop driving, if we would flying, if we'd stop using tractors and lawnmowers and all the rest, everything would be fine. We wouldn't have this winter. This texter is asking a difficult question. Haven't we had winter forever? Well, that's true, but, you know, that doesn't fit the narrative of the climate change crowd who, you know, see this stuff as a religion.
If we wouldn't have had global warming, we wouldn't have gotten out of the ice age, and then we're...
You know, the arrogance, and I use that word purposely, the arrogance of thinking, okay, Todd, you and I, we are causing this. Suggest that as this little tiny, tiny, tiny speck in a place that's been around for millions of years.
When we all know it's cows causing it, not us.
I'm sorry. You know, look, you can always be smarter and do a little better, but I mean, I think the coal industry is a prime example. Look what the coal industry has done. The technology, the billions invested, what that has done to reduce the emissions, phenomenal. We have among the cleanest air in the country, according to the American Cancer Society, or American Lung Association, I guess it is. And it's clean. Why is it clean? Well, we've got a lot of energy sources here, and coal's one of them. So, you know, I don't know. My argument for anybody that goes down the path of climate change is to say, with all due respect, you really think we have that much influence, given what's been here for how many years, and that what's happening now is somehow... And then, by the way, if you said, you know what, you're right, I'm going to 100% totally change my view, and I think we should shut down everything you're concerned about in the way of emissions... CO2 and all the rest, and then we'll be lily white here in the United States of America, and what will change? Not much. 0.00007%. So, makes no sense at all. Anyway, just a little sidebar, given the weather on climate change. Love to hear your elevator pitch, if you will, on this. Whether you agree or disagree. Are we responsible for climate change? Because that's the argument. Don't get into the argument on whether or not the climate is changing or not, because it is changing and has been changing for a long time. And it changes. It's always happened. The question is, are we impacting that? Are we as humans responsible for this, or are we just along for the ride? Love to know your take. All right, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're also trying to track down the folks from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, get you a road report. We'll do that both for Minnesota and North Dakota. But you give us your own road reports as well. Love to have those today on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. He is a congressman for a few more weeks. Will be sworn in on January the 3rd. And, of course, What's on Your Mind will be there to cover it. So we'll have that for you. But a few more weeks is Congressman Kevin Cramer and his talk radio town hall coming up in just a little bit on the program today. Let's start on the calls. Mike in Minot, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, this is Mike. I thought I'd chime in on the climate change discussion.
You bet. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, this is a topic that's obviously caused a lot of political angst or even personal angst for a lot of people for many years now. And I would urge people not to feel like it's not a personal. I mean, we can make anything personal, but I've got a background in this area, and even though I've come to agree with the president on a lot of things, I think this topic deserves a little bit more sensitivity, and I can share with you why.
Okay, do that quickly. Tell me.
Well, how many of you remember the picture of the Earth from space, and it was called the Blue Jewel when we first started getting space pictures? You remember the picture of the Earth called the Blue Jewel and the astronauts coming back saying how precious that Blue Jewel looked to them?
It was a good picture, a famous picture, sure.
It's a famous picture. And if you look at that picture and you consider the the breadth, the width, the diameter of the Earth in that picture, how much of that photo is atmosphere? Just the outer edges. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the frame of the picture, but yeah, right?
But just the outer edge. If you draw a circle on a piece of paper and you say that's the Earth, how much of that circle is atmosphere, is air? And if you think about it, going to the top of Pikes Peak, you're going to the top of Mount Everest, you know, the air gets thinner as you get up there, right? It's 3, it's 5 miles, whatever, but it's not very thick. The bulk of our atmosphere is not that thick. Now take, for instance, when you've had it with life and it's Friday night and you're depressed and you hit the bottle of vodka and a bottle of pills, or you go out to the garage and you stick the exhaust pipe in your driver's window, what are you doing? You're poisoning yourself with the gas. You roll up close the garage, you put the hose in your window, and you're causing your atmosphere to change. And we know it doesn't take long. And I'm just using these analogies to help illustrate this point. And it doesn't take long to fill your car or your garage with that exhaust. Now let's think about our 3-mile atmosphere. And we've been pumping exhaust into the atmosphere out of cars and power plants and stationary and mobile sources for 150 years, from coal to oil to everything. Okay. And now fast forward to today, and we have thousands of power plants in Russia, China, India, America, but everywhere around the world. And you see the coal trains pull in, and they pull in full, and they pull out empty. And what are they doing? They're dumping their coal. It's ending up in the atmosphere. We're transferring all that tonnage into that thin envelope of air that we described topping off at 3 miles, 5 miles on the top of Pikes Peak or Mount Everest. We're filling our garage with these gases.
Yeah, again, though, I would come back to you. You know, you correctly talked about the timeline in which some of that technology has been used, and it is literally a blip on the grand scheme. But appreciate your take, Mike. That's what we're looking for. Just your quick take on climate change today. Texter says North Dakota used to be a tropical climate. Who was responsible for the climate change since then? God was, says the Texter. More after this.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. There's a ton of excitement surrounding the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. A great new package and still loaded with quality toppings, tangy tomato sauce on an Italian-style bakery crust. No wonder Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. And we want to give you, our loyal customers, a chance to celebrate with us by winning a great prize. Register online at pizzacornerpizza.com for your chance to win an ice fishing trip courtesy of Outdoor Bound TV. Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're taking a look around the showroom. Of course, the saunas, of course, the hot tubs, but a whole lot of fun in these game tables, too, right?
Yeah, it's a great holiday gift, but it's also a great thing to add to your family throughout the year. And we have everything. You know, we have billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, air hockey, foosball, table tennis. We just brought in a container of video games, the arcade classics, where they have up to 60 games in one. Just great, great holiday gifts. We're doing combo packaging to make it easy to get a family Christmas present this year.
Your favorite team can go right on either the shuffleboard or the pool table as well. It's a great way to go. And if you didn't do so well on a deer this year, you get the big bucks. Right there, you get the big buck, do it on the video game. If you didn't get one in real life, get one there. We're with Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Come on in, check out the game tables. They have them. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
We have to play that song. We only got a chance to play a little bit of yesterday, that Christmas parody. I was playing a little bit going out yesterday, but I had some folks saying I want that. Also, I had some other folks. Let's see. What are we asking here? When is the sale Kevin Pfeiffer's doing? I mentioned Kevin earlier. I can't remember if I mentioned the sale or not. I think I was talking about his drive out there, but they have a big sale tomorrow all day at their Auction Center of North America. That is tomorrow. 10 a.m. is when it starts. You can go inside, and they bring all the you know, auction items right in there so you can see them, and they also have them on video. So you can watch right there and the comfort of being inside and bidding, or you can do it online as well. That's a steal tomorrow, Tam. Another text. Could you please text me the number for more info on the healing event coming to Fergus Falls on December 8th and 9th? Yes. Could I text it to him? I could say it. How about that? And then we can text that person back as well. I had it here. No, I don't. Let me find it again. So just stay tuned, and I'll have that for you. We'll play that for sure. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Perfect Christmas gift, the MyPillow mattress topper. They've outdone themselves and designed this incredible three-layer mattress topper. It's not thick, but it is a game changer for the comfort level of your mattress. It really is. And very easy. Comes in a little box. You unfold it, you lay it out, you hook it up, put sheets on, you're good to go. Simple as that. Really nice. Now, it's 30% off when you mention Scott as the promo code. 30% off, plus they'll give you two free MyPillows. So it's a good deal. Up to 50% off everything they sell with the promo code SCOTT2 at MyPillow.com, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Think Christmas. Think Christmas. We were in Jamestown last night, Pizza Ranch. Had a marvelous time. Chat with more of our fine What's On Your Mind listeners. A little bit about that trip to Norway, June 15th through June 30th. Going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. Two more sign-ups, if you will, couples interested in going and basically saying, hey, we're coming along. One from Binford area and one from Fezzeden. So thanks for that. Appreciate it very much, and more chances to do that. So remember, we're not doing the Minot meet and greet tomorrow. We postponed that, but we'll have more of those after the first of the year. Going to Washington, D.C. next week, so we got to get that. Let me get back to these calls here on the climate change question at 800-228-0550. Here is Michelle in Columbus. What's your take on climate change, Michelle? Go ahead.
Yeah, that Mike is a little out of line like everybody else with this pollution business, cousin. I'll tell you what's really going on here. It's a real easy common sense thing, and that is that a planet is suspended in a perfect vacuum. That's just like a thermos bottle. It holds the heat in. We can't, so the sun shines on us and we pick up a little bit of heat from the sun all of the time over the hundreds of millions of years, and it has no place to go. And we all know now that eventually all planets do get hot. And that's where there used to be a big planet, you know, where the asteroid belt is now. That one blew up because the bigger they are, the more susceptible they are. So here's one for you. I kind of think that's where people started, is on, it was a, the Earth wasn't terraformed at that time, you see. So it wasn't ready for you. But so when the big planet was going to blow up, and at that time Mars was the moon of that planet. So we flew up to Mars, a few of us, and developed a space program and stuff. And then so we resituated ourselves and got aimed, and we flew in a rocket ship to Earth, and that's who Adam and Eve was. They landed in their rocket ship, and they landed where the Garden of Eden is.
Michelle, are you the author of this? Have you come up with this, or have you collaborated with somebody?
It's just odds and ends I picked up, but yes, that was a big planet, and they say that they actually, I don't know if I believe this, but there actually are things that look like human artifacts on one side of the moon and also on Mars. It's getting pretty bizarre, but...
It is, Michelle. Thank you for the call. We want your take on this, whatever that might be. Whether you're for it, whether you're against it, whether you think it's real, whether you think it's a hoax, whatever your thought, 800-228-0550. We're blaming winter on climate change, so that's why we're talking about this today. All right, let's see here. Mark is traveling Highway 83 and has some road conditions for us.
Boy, that tinfoil hat was a little tight on that last one.
Oh, I didn't know if it was a fairy tale or if it was it was real, but it just kept.
I thought it was entertaining.
Oh, it was
at least
a tale. There's no doubt about that, but I think it was a different kind of tale. So yeah, we're just about to Underwood here. We've been driving. We drove north out of Bismarck this morning and 10-4 to the not so good from Wilton to Washburn. In fact, on the southbound lane, we've seen. There's a spot there, anybody who drives that knows what I'm talking about, where you go downhill and a slight turn to the left. There was at least three or four sheriff's patrol vehicles and a couple of highway patrol and two trucks pulled off to the side of the road, one of them very nearly ready to tip over into the ditch. So, yeah, things are slick. Slow down, but it's passable.
That'd be the worst. So what do you do? If you're in the car, it doesn't go into the ditch. If you get out of the car, it goes into the ditch. What faced with that scenario, what do you do?
I've seen that on cartoons. Just help you to stay there.
Oh, I love it. Cartoons. That's right. Well, thanks for the road report, Mark. Travel safely, please, and thank you for listening, okay?
I got one more thing there. I'd like someone in D.C. to do a little experiment for me. Throw a bucket of water on Nancy Pelosi and see what happens.
All right. You think it's going to be like a scene out of Wizard of Oz or what?
Well, that's the thought, but, you know, I can't do it. So I just you know, maybe a glass is all you'd need.
We're going to start calling you Michelle in Columbus before too long, you understand.
I think there's some reasoning behind my theory, though.
Mark, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. Todd, that was a joke. He was joking there. He doesn't actually want anybody to pour water on Nancy Pelosi. It was humor. Okay.
Oh, all right. I'll put the bucket back then.
Yeah.
It was all sick.
Texture says, I want some of whatever Michelle is smoking. Another texture says, I'm worried about whether or not Michelle is of sound mind. Just a hunch I have. Wow, Michelle, they're really coming at you for these theories here. Somebody else just texted facepalm. That's all they did. Yeah, facepalm. Not even the emoji. The actual, you know. Largest producer of carbon dioxide, volcanoes. Yeah, I don't think we caused those. I'm pretty sure last time I checked. Highway 2. Doug is on the line. Where on Highway 2 are you, Doug?
About 50 miles west of Grand Forks. The passing lane, or driving lane is fine. Passing lane is snow covered.
Oh, boy. And how far west, sorry?
About 50 miles, 50.
Got it. Okay, not quite to Devil's Lake yet.
Not yet.
Got it. What's on your mind today?
Well, this global warming deal is fairly simple. Eric the Red colonized Greenland in the 1470s, and they farmed it for 300 years, and now it's under hundreds of feet of ice. So I would guess it was a little bit warmer back then than it is now. Additionally, there was a report on Monday. The ocean currents control the Earth's temperature to a certain extent. And there was a report on Monday that the ocean currents...
Hang on one sec, Doug. On the ocean currents, we'll pick it up after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juben. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have... the Best of Norway, and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on Earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I know the facts as they relate to me and my family, and so I have nothing to be concerned about.
Presidential daughter and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump discussing the continuing Russia probe. And she tells ABC's Good Morning America she believes that probe should continue.
I think it should reach its conclusion. I think it's been a long time that this has been ongoing, but I want it to be done in a way in which nobody could question that it was hurried or rushed. And I think after this long period of time, we're well beyond that point. So I think it absolutely should reach its conclusion.
After a recent clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships, President Trump's threatening to cancel an upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit. He says he is still waiting for the completed report on the incident. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Tomorrow, big, big day at the Piper's Auction Center of North America in beautiful Steele, North Dakota. I love Steele. It's a regular stop for me. And tomorrow, the reason to be there is a big auction they're having. And this is an online auction, but it's also one where you can attend in person. The Auction Center of North America, Steele, North Dakota. The list of things they'll be selling is growing literally by the minute. A lot of trucks, a lot of semis. This starts at 10 a.m. On-site at 10 a.m., on-site and online at 11 a.m. So it is, it's getting there pretty quick before too long. But what I encourage you to do is go to Pipers.com. Whatever you might be looking for, chances are they have it. I mean, I'm looking now at generators and plasma cutter and mag drill and a vehicle hoist and a 1,000-gallon diesel tank and a blade attachment and all kids of attachments and the skid steer tracks. And there's a Lofness 781EM snowblower. There's a Bobcat roller attachment. I could do this for a week. The trucks, semis, and good equipment, good brand names. They've got them all right there. So check it out, the whole list, at Pipers.com tomorrow, 10 o'clock. I've been telling you about that one for a while, so I hope you check it out. All right, back to the phones here. And if you got a road report, please let us know. Appreciate that very much. Rough travel in a good part of North Dakota. We're going to check in with the Highway Patrol here in a bit as well. They're busy, but they're going to check in and call us. So, but we love your first-hand reports, either on the weather or on the road report. So let us know. Okay, Doug on Highway 2 was tell us a little bit about your viewpoint on this. Go ahead, Doug, and pick up where you left off.
Okay, well, the ocean currents circumnavigate the globe, and they have a lot to do with affecting temperatures. There was a report on Monday that the ocean current is now at the slowest movement in 1,500 years. And the last time there was a significant slowdown, there was the mini ice age, which was from the 1600s into about 1850. So the gist of this article was that we're more inclined to be in a mini ice age than we are to be in a global warming age. And if we get another mini ice age where there's no grain grown in Canada and North America, there would be billions of people that starve to death. And that's far worse than global warming.
Isn't that interesting? It's a very good point. Appreciate that perspective very much. And again, one you don't see mixed in. You know, into the commentary on this. You don't.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate the call. Next, Joe Bismarck. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Did you say Joe?
I did say Joe. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just can cut out there for a second. But, I completely think this is a scam. I mean, if you look at, and it was touched on here earlier in your show, at the amount of carbon and debris put out by a volcano that runs for that explodes for months and months and months on end. And then you look at just nature of the forest fires, how much carbon is created from forest fires. I mean, I can't believe that mankind with their automobiles running around is putting out the scope of carbon that volcanoes and naturally occurring forest fires are. So that aside, the only thing I could even speculate is that if man had anything to do with changing the climate, I would have to go back to the 1940s where it all started with all the various weather modification programs that are currently in effect today in the United States and all over the world. I guess I don't agree with spraying the atmosphere with aluminum oxide. Nobody really knows what the consequences are, except it does make rain. But I think anytime you're screwing around with Mother Nature, nobody knows what you're going to be ended up with.
It's good advice, Joe. Thank you for the commentary. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. It's winter today. Well, I know it's usually generally winter in November as part of the United States of America, right? But every time there is a weather event of any kind, even like the snowstorm out west, it's causing some issues there, people instantly have a, I say people, some people, some activists instantly use it as a way to say, see, I told you, it's climate change. You're causing this. Global warming. It's you. You're the problem. Same thing on the forest fire. So I thought it'd be kind of fun today just to get, you know, the armchair quarterback take, if you will. Those of us that say, you know what, just because it's in fake news doesn't mean we're buying it. So take a step back and listen to what folks have to say about it. It's fascinating. Chris and Dickinson, you're next. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. A couple points on climate change. If it is man-made, I blame the Mayans. It just came out in a report last summer that said that they figured it was a drought that killed them all off. So whatever technology they had back then must have been their doing. That's what caused the extinction. And for any climate change supporters that want to further their studies, I have a bridge in the Sahara. I will sell you for really cheap, I promise, a couple million or less. And also, why does NOAA and these other agencies that are studying climate change have to work in the last year, three that I can recall off the top of my head, where they were fudging the data off their buoys for temperature and all that stuff to get the results that they were looking for?
Yeah, remember the email scandal, the fake data, all of that? You're right. It's sort of faded off into the sunset, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, no, interesting point. Appreciate that call, Chris, very much. Up to Grand Forks, and Dan, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Scott, I guess my thought on this is I'd encourage people with their mind right on this subject to not use the term climate change. It used to be global warming, the greenhouse effect, right, was where the logic was that we're putting too much CO2 in the atmosphere, and like the glass in a greenhouse, it traps the heat. Well, when none of the evidence indicates that's what's happening, what they did was change the term to climate change so that any weather event can fit into that. So I my thought is to just don't let folks on the left get away with using that ubiquitous term that can mean anything. Make them hang the greenhouse effect, global warming around their neck, and then when we see temperatures falling, it begins to fall apart. Secondly, the Earth is a system, right? The more CO2 you put in it, the more plant growth you get. The more plant growth you get, the more oxygen output you get, and it tends to regulate itself. So if it was man's global mission to change the climate, I don't think we could. And so that's my thoughts on all that.
What would you call it? So, and I agree with you, by the way. We very often are driven by the words, the labels, the language of, you know, of big media, of, you know, the media that wants to drive a particular narrative, and we end up sort of fighting on their turf. I don't like it either. You know, what's a better term to engage in this conversation?
Well, call it what they started with what, call it what fell apart. Call it the greenhouse effect or global warming, and then it's laughable on its face. Because the data doesn't support it, and any data they do have that supports it, they had to fudge it because, you know, this buoy wasn't operating or whatever, and or they're using cities that are paved and things like that. So to me, you just got to go back to the original term, where it all started with Al Gore and all those folks, and just don't let them get away with the climate change term. All too often, we let ourselves kind of slide into their language, you know, even the Russia probe. I mean, we're even people on the right are talking about Russia. It's laughable that it's even there, but it becomes part of our lexicon, and we let it.
You're absolutely right. Appreciate that call, Dan, very much. 800-228-0550. Call us. Road report, weather report. Talk climate change. Talk anything on your mind. 2580550. We have a birthday today. We got a call from Mariah Schaefer, who wanted us to wish Diane Schaefer a happy birthday. And I believe they're from Bismarck. So, Diane, Mariah, happy. Well, Mariah, thank you for listening and calling in. And Diane, happy birthday. We don't mind birthdays at all. We would love it if you'd call in and just, you know, share the information yourself, because we like chatting with you. But nonetheless, appreciate the call very much. All right. Marcellus is next on What's On Your Mind. Where are you at, Marcellus?
Down by Gascoyne, North Dakota.
Gascoyne. Okay. Yep. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, the gentleman just before, he touched on it a little bit. What's like on every continent of the, you know, of the world? Trees. Trees are the biggest history teller of weather. You know, it's like if it's a drought, the rings will be smaller. If it's a really rainy season or colder, they'll have really thick rings. So these scientists need to go down and, like, cut one of the oldest trees down off of each continent and see if they match up as far as, you know, the seasons that they've had. I mean, it'll tell everything as far as that goes.
And what do you mean by... So it'll tell you what? Give me an example.
Okay, like, okay, if it's a really thin ring, you know, on the inside of the tree, you know, if you cut it down, you got all the different rings throughout the whole tree. Like a giant sequoia, you know, they've been around for hundreds and thousands of years. So you get, like, a thick ring, it was a really rainy season. It grew a lot. If it was a really thin ring, it meant that there was a drought, you know, so it tells the temperatures and stuff like that. That's what the scientists really need to look at. And if it was a harsh winter or a cold, you know, a warm winter, whatever, a tree will tell the whole history of all the weather that's ever been.
Appreciate that take, Marcellus. Thank you. Betty is on the road and she has a road report. Where are you, Betty?
Hi, I am south of Max.
83, looking how?
Looking better.
Better?
It's starting. Yes, it's starting to thaw and break up a little bit, so the roads are getting better the more north you go.
All right.
It's unusual.
Yeah, no kidding. Further north, they're getting better.
Yes. Yep, it's starting to thaw.
What kind of travel speeds are you going, Betty?
Right now, it's Freddie, by the way. Sorry. Right now, I'm going 70.
Got it. I'm sorry. So, what was your name?
Freddie.
Freddie, okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's a unique name.
I
love it.
I'm going 70, and I was, when I first left Bismarck, right by Washburn was horrible. There was semis in that valley between Wilton and Washburn, and I was doing more like 50 there, so I've sped up quite a bit.
Freddie, thanks for the call. We have Sergeant Ryan from the North Dakota Highway Patrol here for a few seconds, and then we'll chat on the other side of the break, too. I guess you're, Sergeant, what do you want folks to know?
Yeah, just giving you guys a call. We got troopers all the way from Richardson to Bismarck here, and then some down on Highway 6 down towards St. Anthony, and then up towards the Underwood area. Still just everything's thawing out, but we still got reduced speeds. You know, we were able to open the interstate hour and a half ago, so traffic's moving. It's just a little bit slower. Hopefully it breaks up here within the next hour or two, and we can get things going normal.
All right, so there's some quick improvements coming, huh?
Yeah, it seems to be. We had some pretty slick spots. You know, we had up by under, up in the Wilton area was pretty icy this morning. And then, of course, the interstate west of New Salem was a lot of semis and everything. But DOT has been hard at work getting all those towed out. And
perfect. That sounds great. Sergeant Ryan, thanks for the update. Good report. More after this, folks.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks.
At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Watford City High School Auditorium at 7:30 Wednesday, November 28th. Tickets for the all-new show are available at Watford City Banks and Medora.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
We're all about saving lives
on What's on Your Mind with our partnership with our friends at North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and WSI, workforcesafety.com. Where there are resources for you in a company as an example, or individually as well, to take advantage of these great classes, these great courses that are available. WSI partnered with the Associated General Contractors as an example through the STEP grant, which is the Safety Training and Education Program. So they provide safety training classes. And you can find out more about those at workforcesafety.com. They also have an online learning management system available to employers with over 450 safety courses. So lots of good information there. I am doing the CPR AED first aid training and very much looking forward to that in Bismarck on December 15th. There's, of course, December 13th in Jamestown and the same date in Williston. Pediatric course, the 8th in Bismarck. Alive at 25, a great one. Defensive driving course, great for young drivers. Williston, December 16th. Check them all out from, you know, again, CPR, AED, first aid training to OSHA 10 to fall protection to,
MSHA, new miners for sand and gravel, refresher, lift truck operator, defensive driving, OSHA 10 construction, fall protection awareness, reasonable suspicion for supervisors, those kind of things. Self-protection and predator awareness is a great one. That's coming up in Bismarck December 3rd. I took that one last year. Learn all kinds of things. NDSC.org. NDSC.org. All right, our thanks to Sergeant Ryan. Ryan, the first name, last name, looks like Deliteski, called in to check in on. He's been working Bismarck Mandan, but talked about road conditions everywhere. We also had some other reports from listeners. Roads around Newtown starting to break up as plows and sanding trucks get out. So it all sounds like it's going in the right direction, at least. That's the good news. Not perfect yet by a stretch, but getting better all the time. So that's good news. Did we find Job yet, Daniel? Did we find Job yet?
No.
Okay, all right.
I'm trying again right now, actually.
So Daniel's trying to track down Job Christensen from the Medora Magical Christmas Tour that is taking place. And they're out west right now, but getting ready to really crisscross Minnesota into North Dakota. So pretty extraordinary what's going on there. Our friends in Medora put on, of course, a great show each and every summer, but now to have this come to a town near you, we actually can see some of this great entertainment. If you've ever seen the gospel brunch, you get an idea sort of the flavor of the Christmas tour. You know, four performers in this case, and kind of up close and personal with the crowd, and it's a hit. It's a hit show, and has been for a number of years. It'll be, by the way, in Mandan and Bismarck coming up. Family-friendly shows, December 2nd, that's a Sunday, 7:30 in Mandan, then in Bismarck at the Bell, Wednesday at December 19th, two shows, 3 and 7:30, and then Fargo, December 8th and 9th, tickets at Hornbacher's right now, tickets at Dan's Supermarkets for the Bismarck and Mandan shows. Tonight they're in Watford City, 7:30 tonight, go to any bank in Watford City and get tickets, or Medora.com. Or just come to the door tonight, 7:30. You're going to see a great show in a great theater there, too. Then tomorrow night in Williston. And then the next night, they're in Medora for two nights, November 30th and December 1. They got a lot of fun stay-and-play packages going on there at Medora.com. So you get to stay, you get to play and watch the great show and have a grand old time. So really a lot of fun. All right, let's see here. We'll connect with Job when he joins us. In the meantime, we're going to go to South Dakota. Talk a little climate change with Jacob. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just had a couple thoughts. You know, they consistently tell me what the weather's going to do next week, but somehow they think that I'm going to believe them when they say they know what it's going to do in 25 or 30 or 50 years. That just doesn't add up to me.
Very good point. Yeah, you know, I don't know too many forecasts that are perfect, right? You know, they're close sometimes, but we're talking about a week or 10 days out, you know. So, yeah, that's another thing to add to the mix. Nice, Jacob. Appreciate everybody's take here. Steele, North Dakota. Where's Greg? You're up on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Greg?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yes, sir. I was going to ask you to check into what it would cost each American family. I've read where it will cost, if they pass the Paris Accord, $500 a year just to pay for that Paris Accord. That made the extra taxes and everything, and that's all it's all about is big money, lots of it.
Yeah.
And another thing, I was wondering what those illegal immigrants want in here if they knew they weren't going to get free medical education and a big fat check every month. I was just wondering that. You know, so
money's a factor here. There's no doubt about that. There is a lot of money to be made on these different schemes and ways to go about it. So, you know, good point right there. I always wish they would talk about the impact on the consumer and what these things would cost as well. Because
and another thing was really funny is, has the government ever did anything that helped anybody? Everything they do is wrong if you think about it. Almost
I feel that frustration sometimes, too. I don't know about everything. But anyway, 1804 is shut down by 118th. Trucks on their sides even have a plow truck on its side. Wow. 1804 at 118th.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck, construction, and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Cummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.